and welcome again to the Yes and I Am podcast, the podcast where we learn about people. I'm Aaron Max, and today's episode is really fun. I'm really excited about this guest we're about to have on. We actually called you out on a previous episode, and you got back to us about being able to come on the show, so I'm really excited to have you here. Without further ado, here is Guy Fieri.
What is up?
Guy, thank you for making it out to New York. Are you here often?
I come here as much as I can. Some of the best eats in the world. You know me. I gotta be here as much as I can.
Yeah, you have your restaurant in Times Square, your great American restaurant. Do you stop in there a lot?
When I can. You know, I'm mostly on the road. You know, you gotta delegate. I hire great people. You know, I stop in, take pictures, kiss babies, but I gotta keep it moving.
Well, what is your fandom like? Because I know you definitely attract a crowd. You're a very noticeable character.
Yeah, well, that's why I got the highlights in my hair, you know, because I don't want to shy away from promotion of myself and of the great food around this country. So I never shy away from the spotlight. You know that.
No, of course. What's your favorite place to eat in the city right now?
Well, oh, man, that's like picking a favorite child. I don't know. My favorite place in the city right now, I would have to say, underrated is Astoria, Queens. Some of the best food in the world. Trattoria La Concha, great Italian restaurant. Go there. The specials are amazing. They change every day. Sweet spot.
Awesome. Well, guys, you've heard it here first. Check it out. Let me know what you guys think. All right. So, Guy, what do you got going on right now? I know you have your drive-ins, diners, and dives. You always seem to have a TV show going on. Are you have anything in the works right now?
Right now, I'm working on a podcast where I chew all the best cheeseburgers in the world, and I react to them. So, like, this is for an example. If I were to pick up a burger and eat it, so, you know, people really get a sense of how good the food is by listening to me eat.
What do you look for when you're chewing a burger? Is there, like, a certain consistency you're looking for?
I mean, my tongue is so accurate. I mean, you could tell the meat to fat ratio, you know, the proper amount of protein. You want to have some fat, but not too much fat because the fat holds the flavor. That's what I'm looking for. Good consistency. It's got to pop. It's got to pop off the tongue.
Is there a certain topping on a burger that's your favorite?
I'm a big onions guy, mushrooms, jalapenos got to have some spice in there. Any well-cooked veggie is all right with Guy Fieri.
That's actually kind of surprising. I never took you as a veggie guy.
Well, that's what people don't know. I have this persona. I like to keep things cheesy and meaty. But behind the scenes, you know, I like to get some roughage in me as well. You know, that's how I keep, you know, that's why I'm not 800 pounds. I'm only 300 pounds.
When you're not on TV, what is your normal diet?
When I'm not on TV, you know, sometimes I got to cleanse the palate. You know, I'll go vegan for a couple days.
You go vegan?
I go vegan and then I go through withdrawals. So what happens is I cycle vegan and then I eat nothing but meat for 48 hours. And that's kind of how I keep my palate tight.
If you were to have some advice for our listeners out there, what would your advice be to them for, like, moderating their diets?
Well, here's what you do. You eat half, then you go back and you eat the other half, okay? Eat whatever you want, just eat it in moderation, okay? Because food is supposed to taste great. Don't sell yourself short, okay? Eat as much as you can, but space it out throughout the day.
So you say eat half, then eat the other half. But what if it's like a hot dish, and then all of a sudden that dish becomes cold? You know, reheating stuff never tastes
good. Never as good. So in that situation, I would recommend eating double. So that way, you make up for the times that you have to eat half. So if it's hot, eat double. If it's cold, eat half. It all equals out to the same. Boom.
I don't know about that math, but I'll go with it. It sounds...
It's you know what? It's not calculated. It's Guy Fieri's calculation to eating, right? Mm-hmm. It's mathematically maybe not accurate, but it all makes sense once you dive right into it.
All right. Well, I'm going to take you back a little bit. I'm going to talk about your upbringing, because all greats come from great starts. You talked about in an interview how you in grade school... You first got into cooking by selling your quote-unquote awesome pretzels. What was that like? Like, what inspired you to start cooking? Why was that your muse?
Well, what happened is my parents were awful cooks, and I don't know if you could tell, but I love to eat. So I figured I gotta go and do this myself. So I started with the awesome pretzels. God, they were the most awesome pretzels you've ever seen. The kids would go crazy, and then it was an addiction. Boom, I had to start cooking because I had to feed the beast.
Now, when you walk into a restaurant, what is the first thing you look for?
That's a good question. The first thing that I look for is a wait staff that is pumped up.
Okay.
Because if they're happy, that means that the food is going to be cooked with love and passion, and you can tell when you get the dish every time.
It's funny that you say that. How do you keep a wait staff happy? Because your friend who was on the show, Rachel Ray, talked about how she doesn't really care too much about the wait staff, and she's inclined to tip them less than 15%. Now, that doesn't seem like it would keep a wait staff happy.
You know, she's a cheapo. You know, I mean, she's a great, great girl. Love her. Great. Rachel, if you're listening, love you. Mwah. But you gotta keep the staff happy. You gotta feed them. You gotta keep them fed. You keep them fat, happy, and fed, and everybody's good to go.
So you recommend, like, having, like, a staff meal in the
back? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep them fed. Keep them happy. You know, maybe slip them a drink here and there. Keep them loose, because you gotta have fun. Guy Fieri's all about fun.
Definitely sounds like it. Now, what does Guy Fieri do for fun when he's not eating?
Guy Fieri's never not eating. But in the rare cases that I am taking a break, giving my jaw a little rest, I like to watch some romantic comedies. I do have a soft side. I am looking for love, by the way, if there's any takers out there.
Well, you are married to Lori Fieri, and you have two sons with her. Do you feel like the love isn't there anymore?
It's gone. I gotta be honest with you. It's gone. We keep it for public face. It's gone. I am on all the dating apps. I have a different name. It's called Bobby Flay. And everyone think that it's fake, but it's really me in disguise. And that's just, I'm looking to meet a new person.
So you go on dating apps as Bobby Flay.
As Bobby Flay.
Have you talked to Bobby Flay about this?
Absolutely not. He's a handsome man. He has no reason to be on dating apps. So I figure, hey, let me corner the market the way I've cornered the market for food, okay? I'm going to corner the market on dating apps by being Bobby Flay. When they meet me, boom, it's Guy Fieri, blonde tips, ready to go. And everyone knows that you're going to have a better time with Guy Fieri.
Now, I would be doing the show a disjustice if I didn't bring up your wardrobe. What inspires your look? Because you have a very distinct look about you. You talked about your frosted tips, how it makes you recognizable to fans. Where did you get the idea of your flaming t-shirts, mm-hmm. your visors, your sunglasses?
I like to keep it bright. You know, I like to say party in the front, party in the back, party down low, party everywhere, okay? Keep it flavorful, okay? Flavor Town, all that stuff. We got to keep it bright. Okay, I want to pop. I want to taste good even by sight. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think, what flavor does it evoke, your outfit? What flavor is it telling people? Like, this is going to be, like, spicy, or is this going to be, like, juicy? What do you think your outfit's saying?
My outfits in general.
If you had to call it a particular food.
A food.
What food would your outfit be?
Habanero barbecue wings.
Habanero barbecue wings. That is a very intense flavor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, are you a fan of the habanero pepper?
Love it. Love it. I chop them up every morning, put them in my eggs. Sometimes I put them in my protein shakes. Because you know what? You cannot have enough spice. It gets the metabolism going. Keeps the palate fresh.
You say it keeps the palate fresh, but I know a lot of taste testers out there,
mm-hmm.
they're told to refrain from eating spicy foods because right. it, like, kills some of their taste buds. Yeah.
Well, that's a conspiracy drummed up by the government a long time ago. Yes, I know, understand you're not supposed to feel spicy food, but that's because they're not elite. Okay, Guy Fieri is an elite eater. Okay, my palate is honed. I could eat a flame right now. But I choose not
flame.
To. I could eat a flame. Yeah.
Have you tried, like, all the chilies? Like, I know there's, like, the ghost chili that's supposed to be, like, the hottest.
Yeah. I've tried the ghost chili. I've tried the jalapenos. I've tried the red hot chili peppers. The band, I made out once with one of the band members.
Oh, which one?
Flea. Yeah, we shared some wings, and he dared me to kiss him. He didn't think I would, but Guy Fieri's a gamer. So back to your question, there has not been a chili that Guy Fieri has not tried.
Wow, that sounds like an intense flavor. Now, bringing back to Rachel Ray, I talked to her about you guys had a TV show together. You had Rachel versus Guy, Celebrity Cook-Off. Now, what was that experience like for you? Because she seemed very quaint about it. But from your previous comments about her, it doesn't seem like I'm still trying to find this Rachel Ray that is kind of hidden to people.
Right.
Because no way she's that nice.
I got news for you. Rachel Ray is a savage, okay? And I mean that in the positive way, okay? She's a beast. She will take you out, she will dance on your grave, and then have a party, okay? She is out for blood and bones. She's got a nice smile, she's got the cute little raspy voice, but make no mistake about it, she's a shark.
Oh. Is there any particular incident that happened on set that you could tell us about that, because I just really want to unveil this mystery.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So we were, sometimes we go through trial runs where we practice cooking just to stay sharp, before the cameras roll. And, we asked the assistants for different ingredients. Okay. And she asked one of the interns, she goes, I need 2% milk. We were making a little dessert. Okay. He came back with 1%. She slammed this gentleman, okay, up against the fridge, said, if you ever are off by 1% again, you're going to eat this bowl. And she shoved this bowl in his face. He started crying. I haven't seen a grown man cry and cry in some time. That's just one of many examples. I don't really want to divulge too much.
No, of course. Wow, that sounds very intense. Have you ever had to, like, confront an employee like that before? I mean, you seem a little more civil.
Yeah, here's how I do it. Like, let's say, hey, Aaron, you didn't, let's for example, let's say...
We act out something, yeah.
We're going to act out. Okay. Hey, bro. Totally not chill, what you were doing. So maybe let's up the chill. All right. And maybe we'll get some more Flavor Town into the work we're doing here. So that's kind of my approach. You know, I like to keep everything chill.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's, and it seems like it's been effective for you.
Yeah. If it's not chill, then it's just hot and no one wants hot work.
All right. Well, I feel like I should ask, you have restaurants all over. Is there a place that you don't have a restaurant yet that, like, you've been trying to get yourself out there?
Well, I've been trying to get into Williamsburg.
In Brooklyn?
In Brooklyn.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They don't think I'm cool enough. I don't know why. I mean, look at the sunglasses. I mean, you know, I could see, if I could see out of the back of my head, they'd be...
What kind of restaurant would you open in Williamsburg? Because I know they have, like, a very particular feel about Williamsburg restaurants, very hipster and stuff.
Right. I mean, they're going for the health. They're going for the health angle, which is why, you know, I'm trying to open a pork butt-based restaurant right in the middle, and I don't understand why I can't get any space for it.
Oh, so you wouldn't go the healthy food route? You'd definitely still, like, stay true to your colors?
Gotta stay true to the colors. All things pork butt. 13 different buns, chopped meat, bowls. We're gonna keep it all pork butt related. But for some, you know, I'm between the vegan shop and the kale smoothie place.
I was about to say, well, you did say that you do eat vegan some days. Would you ever consider a Guy Fieri vegan restaurant?
That would absolutely kill my brand.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What if you added, like, intense flavors to vegan stuff? Like, you just loaded them with, like, habanero peppers. Is it just not the same?
It's not the same. It's just, you know, there's Flavor Town, and then there's forced Flavor Town. You know, I couldn't do it. I got a reputation to uphold.
You couldn't do, like, the vegan cheese or anything like that?
No, I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I've thought about it a few times. Me and Rachel used to argue over this, but I got to stick to my guns.
That's completely fair. I definitely get that. Before we go into our next round, I want to bring up, you had a game show for a while, for a couple of years, actually, Minute to Win It.
Oh, yeah.
What was that like, not being in, like, a cooking scenario, being a game show host?
Well, it just basically gave me the opportunity to show people how multifaceted and talented that I am. Okay, because a lot of people think that I'm just this cooking meathead. Mm-hmm. But I could do anything. I mean, I could do your taxes. I could host a game show. I mean, there's really nothing I can't do if I don't apply myself. I had to play by the rules of the man, which it took some getting used to, but as a true champion, I adapted to it.
All right. Is there any other fields that you feel like would show off a bigger picture of what Guy Fieri is that you haven't tapped into yet?
Definitely bull riding. Natural, born, you know, not just eat the meat, I ride the meat. Okay, it's totally good.
But, like, people who ride bulls have to train for, like, years and years. Have you been training to ride bulls?
Mentally, I've been training my whole life.
Really? Yeah. What do you think it would take to get you to ride a bull?
About 30 pounds of chopped meat.
Wait, like, eating a 30 pounds of chopped
meat? No. I like to get paid in food sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes...
I've made enough money. I like quality products.
Okay. Is there like a lean chop meat?
Lean chop meat, yeah. More versatile.
Okay. I can only imagine what your refrigerator at your home looks like.
Which one? I keep a refrigerator in every single room.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have stuff to cook stuff in every room, or just the fridge?
I keep a toaster oven in the bathroom. I know that's not, like, safe, per se. I have 6 ovens and a refrigerator in every room, just in case I gotta whip up something quick. Boom, it's there.
I wonder what your house smells like. Because, like, do you ever have, like, multiple ovens going on at once, baking different things?
I must admit, it's chaos. It's absolute chaos. You know, I could have, you know, a pork chop going in one fridge, and then I got a spinach pie going in the other fridge. And then sometimes the chemicals, you walk in, you don't even know what planet you're on. But I'll tell you where you're at. You're at Guy Fieri's planet. And it's the most delicious planet you've ever had in your life.
That is where Flavortown is, it seems. That's where. All right. Well, if you don't mind, we're going to move into our speed round of questions. We're going to play a couple games. And the first game is called Fuck, Marry, Kill. Are you familiar with that game?
Absolutely.
All right. I'll give you 3 names. You tell me which category each name goes into. First name, Adam Richman of Man vs. Food fame. Second name, Andrew Zimmern of Bizarre Foods. And the last name, Gordon Ramsay of Hell's Kitchen fame. Mm-hmm.
Definitely would marry Gordon Ramsay.
Marry Gordon Ramsay?
Guy's a stud.
Really?
Absolute stud. Yeah.
He's a very intimidating man, though.
Yeah. Well, I like to also submit at times, so that would be right up my alley. I would have to kill Adam Richman.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The guy, he's a thief.
He's a thief.
You know, in comic circles, they have joke thieves. He stole my idea, Man vs. Food. I had that way before him because I'm always battling food. Okay, it's me versus food all the time. And I guess I would have to fuck Zimmerman.
All right. Well, that sounds good enough. Next game we're going to go into is a little bit of word association. Basically, I will say a word, and you tell me the first thing that comes to mind. All right?
Let's do it.
First word, flavor.
Town.
Town.
Flavor.
Eats.
Flavor.
Fried.
Flavor.
Bacon.
Awesome.
Health.
Flavor.
Fat.
Yes.
America.
Awesome.
Overweight.
For it.
Sunglasses.
Backwards.
Flavortown.
Flavortown.
All right. Well, that's about all we have time for today. I want to thank Guy for coming out here again. Guy, is there anything you want to say to our listeners before you head out?
Just keep spreading the love, everybody.
All right. Thank you again, Guy, for coming here. And thank you all for listening. And we will see you all next time. Thank you again for listening to the Yes and I Am podcast. This podcast has been completely improvised, so instead of having the real Guy Fieri here today, it has been my buddy Paul Dagliolo. How's it going, man?
It's going good, man. Thanks for having me.
What was it like playing Guy Fieri?
I'm not gonna lie, it was pretty freeing. It was fun. Gotta be fun to be that guy.
I was about to say, you seem very familiar with his stuff. Other than his, like, marriage, you pretty much had everything, like, that was in my notes.
Yeah, I don't claim to know a ton about him. I just feel like he's one of my spirit animals, this guy.
He is an intense gentleman.
Yeah.
Which,
loves to eat. I mean, who doesn't love to eat?
Yeah, I'm always afraid with celebrities these days and running this show. And, like, hopefully by the time this comes out, there's no allegations against Guy Fieri. Because with this show, I never know anymore. I had an issue with our James Franco episode. But anyways, Guy Fieri. I just want him to just be this, like, crazy joyous character in real life, you know?
Me too. And I think that he's so, like, out of the box that I think that he's genuine, you know? Yeah. I mean, some people, I'm like, when they're too buttoned up, mm-hmm. the worse it gets under the surface. I think Guy just kind of lets it hang out there.
I hope so, because, like, I mean, he's actually inspired a pub crawl in New York. I don't know if you've seen this.
I actually don't know about that.
Yeah, no, there's a Guy Fieri pub crawl that, like, I think these, like, millennials from, like, Brooklyn came up with it. Sounds and they cool. all dress up like Guy Fieri with, like, the visors and the sunglasses and the shirts. And they just go from, like, all these places that were on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yeah, I'm totally for that.
Like that sounds like totally a fun night, that. Right?
Yeah. Why? Who wouldn't like that?
Yeah. No. And I like
that's Flavortown.
It's the best way. There's something like so pure about the innocence of that, and like how just like no, it's this crazy dude that just likes to eat food that's awful for him.
Yeah. Exactly. He's just kind of. I guess that's why he's an American treasure, right? He's like excess and he's over the top. But I get, like you said, he is. I think he has a redeeming quality about him.
Yeah, no, I definitely hope that everything is genuine. So, Paul, you're a comedian in the city here. What do you got going on?
Yeah, man, I have a lot going on. Well, I live in Astoria, mm-hmm. but I perform as wherever I can. You know,
okay.
I perform in Westchester, Long Island, Brooklyn, Manhattan.
Have you traveled out of the New York area to perform?
I did a show in Denver.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Here in Astoria, at QED, I produce a one-off show called Alternative Facts, FAX.
What is that about?
It's basically, it's just a comedy show. But the flyer is, it's an image from Office Space where they're beating up the facts.
Oh.
It's like, are you still using old fax? Get with, you know,
oh, like the fax machine.
Yeah, it's a kind of a play on words. It's fun. We always have great comics. Host the open mic there every Sunday, mm-hmm. 5:00. Come on down. It's free. Work on your stuff. Cool. Yeah, man, I'm just hitting the scene pretty hard.
How long have you been doing comedy for?
Stand up, about a year and a half.
Yeah. All right.
I'm still
so
green.
You're still green,
but I'm taking it serious. So. I'm pleased with myself where I'm going, but I have to remind myself a lot of times, like, hey man, you're not ready for this.
Yeah, if you don't mind me asking, what were you doing before stand-up?
I've had a ton of jobs, man. I was a sports business major in college, so I used to work at a basketball facility, Island Garden. I interned with the New York Jets. I've worked at gyms. I've worked in call centers. I've worked for a utility company. And yeah, so I've done it all, but I my passion was always comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And through improv, somebody I knew that was really great in improv, I got a taste of it. And then once I did that, then...
No, you definitely get that bug. You definitely, like, want that attention, and it definitely creates a thing. What do you feel like your comedy is about? Like, what inspires your stand-up?
Well, I don't have a particular shtick. Per se, but it's more like, hey, everybody, let's talk about this is bullshit, and I'm gonna let you know about it.
So it's more like social commentary, kind of?
Social commentary about my life, friends, but just things that I think are hypocritical or people, anything that people get overly bent out of shape about when it's not that big of a deal. I like to shed light on that.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you again, Paul,
for
coming here. Is there anywhere our listeners can find you? To dates and details and such.
Yeah, I mean, I usually post up on my Facebook, which is just Paul Dagliolo, Dagliolo, at Paulie Dags Instagram. I post my stuff. Like I said, a lot of stuff at QED and bar shows, and come hang out.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for coming. And thank you, everyone, for listening. We'd also like to thank the artist Regulus for the use of our theme song. It's called Yarning. It's from his works on SoundCloud. You can go find him there. Also, if you haven't given us a review on iTunes yet, please do that. It helps more people find the show, and it helps us get more listeners. Also, if you're not following us on Instagram yet, we're at YesAndIAm. You can find us there, posting photos from episodes, a little fun stuff behind the scenes. You'll love it. Thank you all for listening again, and we will see you all next time.